Hello, Hugo Rifkind here on Times Radio. It is 25 past 12. Now, will 2022 be the year you finally make time to read more? Well, if that's going to be one of your New Year's resolutions, then you might want to get involved in a challenge from the London Literary Salon, or Lit Salon for short, which is an independent provider of literary studies. They will help you read more widely and more slowly. Toby Brothers is the founder and director of the London Literary Salon. Hello, Toby.
Hello, Hugo. Thank you for having me.
Thanks very much for being on. Tell us about the challenge then.
So the challenge is an opportunity for people who may be time or resource short to have a program where they can read more deeply with the support of the London Literary Salon facilitators. So it's a monthly program where we offer, for example, in January, a reading of one of the short stories by James Joyce from the Dubliners collection. And we give support through notes, contextual information, as well as strategies for reading this somewhat difficult text for great pleasure and enjoyment.
Okay, and we should say that although you're the London Literary Salon, this is not just for London and Londoners. Just because you're in London doesn't mean you have to be in London. Tell us about the benefits of slow reading, of slowing down our reading.
So by slowing down our reading, we push against what everything in the around us tells us to do, right? To speed up, to do things just to get to the end of or the goal, right, of finishing a text. But in fact, great literature needs to be relished and savored for us to really get connected to the language, to the complexity of the language and the ideas, to the lyricism of the language. By practicing slow reading, we give ourselves an opportunity to relish and to really understand what a great craftsperson like Toni Morrison or James Joyce is offering to us. It also gives us an opportunity to broaden our understanding of ourselves as well as the world around us.
I'm really interested in the idea of us of reading becoming several different things, you know. How much time we spend reading, sort of, social media and websites, and the idea of reading literature is as different from that as, you know, walking up a mountain is from walking to the bathroom. Tell us a bit about the books and poems that the challenge is starting with in January. Then you mentioned Joyce already.
I did, yes. Yeah. So for each month, there's a shorter work, either a short story or a novella, and a poem. So we have this wonderful facilitator in the London Literary Salon, Caroline Hammond, who is an exquisite poet as well as a teacher of poetry. So she'll be offering resources because there are so many people who say, well, I don't really read poetry. How do I read poetry? So for the challenge, you sign up for the challenge through the website, and we will email you what text we're looking at, and then a particular facilitator from the salon will give their expertise on the work. So we're looking at James Joyce, as I mentioned, in January. I don't want to give away too many of the writers that we're going to be working with, but it will include Zora Neale Hurston, Jean Rhys, Alice Oswald, James Baldwin, William Faulkner. And these are writers that people hear about, but may find intimidating. So at the salon, our overall goal is to give people support in encountering these great craftspeople and in understanding what they offer.
I mean, I'm really interested as well in the difference between reading a lot and reading well. You know, the fact that we learn to read, but that's not our job is not done. We can be better readers or worse readers, even if it's not about spelling. Explain to us a little about. I mean, what does reading well involve?
So it's allowing yourself to be challenged with text that at first may seem difficult or kind of what's the point? We have an expectation, I think, when we read literature that it's maybe there to entertain us, or we have an expectation about a particular curve of the narrative structure. But great literature may get us, if we give it the time and the reflection, it may get us thinking in different ways or about the more complex experience of the human story, right? Mm. Not everybody's story kind of does that wonderful clean arc of rising up, hitting a conflict, and then resolving. So reading well allows the reader to push through the limitations of language that they may have, for example. So reading a more challenging work will increase your vocabulary, will help you to think more creatively. But there's also, I think, an aspect that's about a kind of consolation, that when you really move yourself into a book and you spend the time with it, you may feel your own experience echoed and connected to sort of the larger world around you.
Wonderful. Well, look, thank you very much indeed, Toby Brothers. And look, Toby Brothers is the founder and director of the London Literary Salon. And look, I think we're all feeling we might be spending quite a lot of time at home in the near future. And let's face it, we've all finished Netflix already. So that sounds like a wonderful, wonderful idea. And the London Literary Salon's free New Year challenge, yes, is available for you. Thanks very much indeed.